So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hayru Bezdin Ve'asu Kolakol Ayrubin Apien. If the Sanhedrin, the highest Bezdin, issued an erroneous ruling, and either all the Yidden or a majority committed the Avera based on Bezdin, there is a machlekes of three opinions. Remeir holds Bezdin V'loy Tzibur Mevin Par. For any Avera that is punishable with Karas, only Bezdin is obligated to bring a Parhel M'dabish al Tzibur, but the Yidden are not obligated to bring any carbon. And Bavoitz Kechavim Mevin Par V'sar. For Avodah Zarah, only Bezdin is obligated to bring a par for a carbon oila and a star for a carbon chatas, but the Yidden are not obligated to bring any carbon. Behuda holds Tzibur v'loy Bezdin. Only the Yidden are obligated to bring a par, but Bezdin is not obligated to bring any carbon, and therefore Yud Beis Shvat Mevin Yud Beis Parm. For an Avera of Karish, the Yidden required 12 parm, one for each Shevet. And to avoid this kechavim, between Yud Beis Parm and Yud Beis Seirim. To avoid the Zohar, the Yidden required 12 Parm and 12 Seirim, one for each Shevet, but Bezdin does not require any carbon. Reb Shimon holds Bezdin Vitzibur. Both Bezdin and the Yidden each require a carbon. Therefore, for an Avera of Karis, Yud Gimel Parm, they bring 13 Parm, 12 Parm, one for each Shevet, and an additional Par for Bezdin. And to avoid this kechavim, Yud Gimel Parm and Yud Gimel Seirim. Par Besar L'chol Shevet V'Shevet, Par Besar L'Bezdin. For Avodah Zarah, they bring 13 Parm and 13 Seirim. 12 are one for each Shevet, and an additional one for Bezdin. The Mishnah then proceeds with a second machlokes regarding Hayru Bezdin, Ba'asu Zayin Shvatim Ayrubin Alpiyam. If the Sanhedrin issued an erroneous ruling, and only 7 Shvatim, or a majority of each one of them, committed the Avera, Remeir holds as before, Bezdin B'leit Tzibur, and therefore Mevi'in Par, Ubavitz Kechav Mevi'in Par Besar. While Rabbi Huda holds as before, Tzibur v'loy Bezdin, and therefore Zayin Shvatim Shechatu Mevi'in Zayin Parm. The 7 Shvatim who committed the Avera each require 1 Par. But in addition, Rabbi Huda holds B'shar Shvatim Shleichatu Mevi'in Al Yedein Par. The remaining Shvatim who did not commit the Avera, each Shevet requires 1 Par, because Sha'af Elu Shleichatu Mevi'in Al Yedei Chaitin. They each become obligated in the carbon because of some of the Shvatim who sinned. Therefore here too it ends up being Yud Beis Shvatim Mevi'in Yud Beis Parm. While Reb Shimon holds as before, Bezdin Betzibur, and therefore Ches Parm. Uvavoyz Kechavim, Ches Parm, Ches Irim, Par Besar L'chol Shevet V'Shevet, Par Besar L'Bezdin. However, Reb Shimon holds that Shar Shvatim Shaloi Chatu Emavien. The other Shvatim who did not commit the Avera do not require any carbon. The Mishnah proceeds with a third Machlokes regarding Hayru Bezdin Shalechad Min HaShvatim V'Asa Eisei HaShevet Alpien. If the highest Bezdin of one of the Shevet issued an erroneous ruling, and the people in that Shevet committed the Avera based on the ruling of their Bezdin, Yehuda holds as before, Tzibur v'lei Bezdin, and therefore Eisei Shevet hu chayev ushar kol ha-shvatim b'turin. Only the Shevet that sinned requires a par, but the other Shvatim that did not sin certainly do not require any carbon, because the Bezdin of only this Shevet issued the erroneous ruling. While the Chacham hold, kol ha-shvatim b'turin, even the Shevet that sinned does not require a carbon, because in chayavin ela al hayriyos Bezdin ha-gadol b'vad. The chi of par applies only to a ruling of the Sanhedrin HaGadosh of Yerushalayim, but not to a ruling of a lower bezin of a shevet, as the pasuk states, Vim Kaladas Yisrael Yishku V'loyadas Eise Shevet. The Gemara explains that all these machlokeses are based on the following pasukim: Vim Kaladas Yisrael Yishku V'nelam Davar Meina Kol V'Gaymer V'kriva HaKol Par B'Makal L'Chatas V'Gaymer. The word HaKol is mentioned twice, first regarding the Avera and second regarding the carbon. Behuda holds Arba Kahal Iksivi. Kahal Hakal Kal Hakal. We consider the word Kahal written 4 times, because the word Hakal is written twice, and the 2 letters Hey of each Hakal count as another 2 Kal. Therefore, we can derive 4 halachas as follows. Chad L'chayev Al Kol Kal Ukal. Each Shevet becomes obligated to their own carbon. And V'chad L'hayro Tluya BeBezin U'Maisa Tola B'Kal. To become obligated in a par, the ruling must be issued by Bezin, and the Avera must be committed by the people. V'chad legrera, if 7 Shvatim sinned, the remaining Shvatim also become obligated in a par. V'chad l'shevet sha'asa b'ros Bezin, if 1 Shevet committed the Avera based on their own Bezin, they require a par. Or Reb Shimon holds t'losa kal iksivi, hakal kal hakal. We consider the word kahal written 3 times, because the word hakal is written twice, and the letter hey of the second hakal counts as another kal, but the letter hey of the first me'ein hakal does not count as another kal, because orche dekrohu, this is how it needs to be written. Therefore, we can derive 3 halachas as follows. Chad l'chayev al kol kal ukal, each shevet becomes obligated to their own carbon, and the 2 remaining words kahal are used to create a gzir shavah from the pasuk of avera to the pasuk of carbon to teach bezdin b'tzibur. Nemer l'mata kahal v'nemer l'mala kahal. Ma l'halan beznim ha-kahal, afkan beznim ha-kahal. Just like the Aveira includes both, because the word Me'eni refers to Bezin and Hakal refers to the Tzibur, so too the Karban applies to both Bezin and the Tzibur. And since there's no fourth Kahal, Reb Shimon less Legerera, if seven Shvatim sinned, the remaining Shvatim are not obligated in the Karban. And regarding the third Machlekes, Shevet Sha'asa Beraz Bezin Pater. While Reb Meir holds, Tarte Kalik Sibi, Kahal Hakal Loi Darish. We consider the word Kahal written only two times, because the letter He does not count as another word. Therefore, the two Kahals are used to create the same Gzeri Shava from the Pasik of Aveira to the Karban, Nema Lamata Kahal, Venema Lamala Kahal, Ma Kahal Oma Lamala Bezna Veloi Tzibra, Af Kahal Oma Lamata Bezna Veloi Tzibra. Just like the Aveira refers only to Bezdin, but not the Tzibra, because the words Me'ene HaKal refer to the Bezdin of the Kahal, so to the Karban applies only to Bezdin, but not to the Tzibra. The Brice also mentions a fourth opinion. Shimon ben Elazar says in the name of Reb Meir, Chatoi Shisha Shvatim Behim Rubishal Kol, Oy Shiva Avapisha in Rubishal Kol Mevin Par. If it was only a minority of the Shvatim, but a majority of all Yidden, or vice versa, a majority of the Shvatim, but only a minority of all Yidden that committed the Aveira, the Bezin requires one Par because there is a contradiction in the Psukim of Tzibur Bavai Dazar. One Pasuk states, Vahoye im Me'ene Aida Begomer. The word Me'ene implies Miuta, even a minority requires a carbon. While the following Pasuk states, Ki Lachala Am Bishkaga. The words L'chala Am imply Ruba in Miutaloi. Only a majority requires a carbon, but not a minority. Therefore, Shimon Elazar reconciles as follows. Ha'ketzad, Asu Vav Vein Rubishal Kol, Oy Zayin Av Pisha Ein Rubishal Kol, Chayavin. If there was one Raiv, either a Raiv of all the Yidden, but a Miut of the Shvatim, or a Raiv of the Shvatim, but a Miut of all the Yidden, in both cases the Bezin requires a carbon. The Gemara proceeds that these Pesukim of Avodah Zarah are also the source for Reb Shimon and Reb Meir for Hayra Tloi Bebezin Umaisa Tolu Bekal. Because the Pasuk of Vahoye Me'ena Eide Nesed Lashkaga teaches Hayra Tloi Bebezin, and the Pasuk of L'Cholam Bishkaga teaches Maisa Tolu Bekal. And although these Pesukim are written regarding Avodah Zarah, we also apply this halacha to other Averis because there is a Gzera Shava through the word Me'ene from Avodah Zarah to other Averis. The Pasuk of Avodah Zarah states, V'hoye me'ene eide b'goymer, and the Pasuk of other Averis states, V'nelem davar me'ene ha'kal b'goymer. The Gemara proceeds with the following question. Ibailu, Shevet echel Rabbi Yehuda b'hayruaz bezn ha'gadol, mimaisu shar shvatim oiloi. If one Shevet sinned based on the Sanhedrin ha'gadol shev Yerushalayim according to Yehuda, do the other shvatim require a carbon through gerera? Perhaps shar shvatim b'turin because shiva shvatim hu demaisi shar shvatim b'hadayu. The concept of greater applies only if the majority of Shvatim sinned, but not to a minority, and certainly not to one Shevet. Or perhaps Shar Shvatim Chayavim, because greater applies even if only one Shevet sinned. I think Gemara brings proof from the Mishnah's ending that Shar Shvatim Chayavim. The Gemara proceeds with another question. Ibailu. Shevet Echad Sha'asa Bayroz Bezdin Hagadol Reb Shimon Mimaisi Oilai. If one Shevet sinned based on the Sanhedrin according to Reb Shimon, does this Shevet require carbon? The Gemara brings proof that Oisa Shevet Chayev from the latter part of the Mishnah.